You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch from cool Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world. And as I say every Sunday, if you're listening to this recording, the law of attraction is working because the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive and allow the downloads and the inspiration and the strategies and the techniques that you've been praying for. And you know, I always say, all it takes is one word from God to shift and change your life. You better believe that. Well, I hope you are having a great day today. I'm having a great day, and you know what? I'm having a great weekend. You know why? It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. That's right, folks. I sing to myself. My birthday is this weekend, November the 7th, but all of you know that I celebrate for 30 days. So grateful to God for my life, for my health, for my strength, for my wealth, for my purpose, just how God has kept me and the grace of God that is currently sustaining me. And for all of you, because you're my family globally. So if you want to send me happy birthday email, I love birthday emails, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. All of my friends are just so nice, and I have all kinds of things planned. They do, at least. And I'm so excited. And as a matter of fact, one of my friends surprised me, and she gave me a free trip to Aruba for 2016. And I'm like, wow, what a gift. And for that, I'm so grateful. You know, it's all about God. Additionally, thank you for your prayers for my assistant, Sabrina. She's getting better, getting stronger. Those are the words that I'm saying over her. She's trying to do some work, but I'm like, girlfriend, you had better rest and do what your doctors have told you to do. But thank you for your prayers. I've been forwarding your emails that you've been sending to me to her to really encourage her. Also, is this show a blessing to you? Does this show change your life on a weekly basis? Are you being changed? Are you being challenged? Are you being shifted to go to next level living? If so, and if you feel that your soul is being nourished, you can go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and click on my donate button and send a donation, and I would really appreciate it. Thank all of you who've been doing that. You know, I was always taught whoever's feeding your soul, that's who you give to. And even when I was in church, many times I was sending my tithe to people who were feeding my soul. And then let's see, lastly, okay, guess what? I'm going to be in the Sunshine State of Florida on December the 18th and the 19th. I'm going to be one of the featured premier speakers at the Wiser and Richer Conference. That is a free conference at the Castle Hotel, 8629 International Drive. That's in Orlando. And I'm going to be joining my great friend, Richard Harper. And he's been a guest on my show. He's the author of Consciously Wealthy. So if you want to know more about wealth, you guys know I love to talk about wealth and abundance. If you want to know more about how to become wiser, how to download the wisdom and the strategies of God for business, then I would love to meet all of you in person. As a matter of fact, I saw on Facebook where we have a couple of people who are taking a road trip. They said road trip. So they're going to be driving to Orlando, Florida. So if you want more information, you can email me at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. livewithpurpose.com. Have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about the law of vibration, how to put your attention in order to create what you desire. Have a powerful woman who's been studying this for over 20 years. She speaks all over the world. So I want you to stay tuned for that. But before we take the commercial break and bring my author on, I have one of my clients on the line, and I just want her to come on and just share her experience and just share how her life has changed after coaching. And so I have Jamie all the way from North Carolina. So Jamie, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Jamie?
I am doing fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. You sound like a changed woman. So you've been coaching with me for how long, Jamie? I can't remember.
Close to 3 years.
3 years?
I know.
So have you been harassing me for 3 years, Jamie? It doesn't
yes,
seem
like I have. Almost 3 years. It has flown by, I tell you. Okay.
So I'm just going to let you speak from your heart. And I'm doing this just to show people and to share with people how coaching can really change your life. So you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the things is, you know, we have been coaching for almost 3 years.
Wow.
And I know that some people may wonder, well, why do I need a coach? Or if they are already coaching with you, why should I continue coaching with Constance? And to that, I just want to say, personally, you have helped me in so many aspects of my life.
Thank you.
When I originally reached out to you, it was for, you know, this one thing, but you always say that the universe will show itself to you, or like a flower, those petals will just bloom and it'll evolve in front of your face. And so what I intentionally reached out to you for has turned into many, many things. And so coaching is so important. Some of the best athletes in the world continue to have coaching.
Right.
Teachers have to continue their education. So it's not a one stroke of a pen. I think that coaching is so important. And I mean, you've helped me with my career, Constance. You've helped me with my family life. You've helped me just personally with myself. And it's just been an amazing experience.
And you know, you have a hot marriage now, don't you, Jamie?
Yes, I do, girl. Yes, I do. So, you know, even me and my husband joke around if I'm having a tougher day, he'll ask me, have you talked to Constance lately? So he knows how important you are in our lives as well. And I wanted to share one thing with you while I have my time, is that when I first came to you almost 3 years ago, I hated my job. I despised it. I called you crying.
Yeah, remember.
I didn't know what to do. And when I started coaching with you, we developed a plan to transition me out of the job that I was in and into the next step. And that next step turned into a temporary position. And I know that...
Which you didn't want to take.
I did not want to take it, because you always hear, you never leave your job until you have another job. And why would you leave a full-time job for a temporary job? And you don't know, you know, all the naysayers, all the negative, but you helped me stay focused. And you walk with me to keep myself focused. And you said, Jamie, I just believe that the spirit is leading you here. You don't know what's going to happen, but it will work out for your higher good. And it did. I got the job. 6 months later, they hired me on full time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fast forward a year, and a promotion opened up in my department, and I applied for it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God your conference came up in Atlanta. And at the conference, you know, Constance, I'll be honest, I went to the conference and I just wanted to remain open to whatever the spirit had for me there. But I came out of that conference a changed person.
Yeah.
Because prior to that conference, I can now look back. I can now say that I didn't believe I deserved that promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe that I was qualified for that promotion. and there was still some the self-belief of for myself. In the conference, I was able to break down, identify what those were, those limiting beliefs, and break those down. And I will say that I came out of that conference definitely a changed woman. I did. Yeah. And so the Jamie that walked in there that didn't believe she deserved it, that didn't believe she could get it, that was gone when I walked out. and it showed, because a week later I got called for an interview. Mm-hmm. And I had applied for that position almost 4 months prior to the conference. And so I got the interview. I was very excited. I had a very great interview. And they told me I would hear something back in about a week. A week passed, 2 weeks passed, 3 weeks passed.
You called me.
I called you. Because, you know, we're human beings. So doubt started to come in. And I said, Constance, okay, this is how I'm feeling. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. And you just stopped me. And you said something that helped me, which I know is the reason why we're having this conversation today. You said that God or the universe would never keep your highest good from you. And you need to stop focusing on all the what ifs, all the what could be's, and focus on the fact that my highest good cannot be kept from me. And that conversation, after that, Constance, when doubt would come in, when I would start doubting myself or unbelief would come in, I would just repeat to myself that God wants me to have my highest good. Mm. He wouldn't keep my highest good from me. And I just walked differently. I felt lighter. I felt better. I mean, it was just amazing. And long story long, I got the promotion.
Congratulations. I don't remember saying that, but I...
Yes, you did. Uh-huh. You did. And it has helped me even now when little things come back. I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? If it's for my highest good, it cannot be kept from me. And it wasn't.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you. And because... You know, I've been very hard on you and very firm with you. Oh, you're saying yes really loud.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Really hard and really firm. And what we did was, see, nobody makes it without a coach. And I appreciate you saying that, because when Jamie wanted to leave her, really what some folks would say, a great job with a great corporate, a Fortune 500 company, I knew that she was unhappy there. So we just devised a strategy. And I just felt led. You see, when you coach with me, it's by the spirit, too. I can't explain that. Of course, I got 25 to 30 years clinical background, and I could go on and on about who I've coached, et cetera. But it's a combination of that, then my business background, and then just the spirits. When Jamie went to her part-time, not permanent job, I told her, I said, I just feel like that mm-hmm. this is the place for you, because she would call and say, oh, Constance, I'm so bored. I'm just a receptionist. I said, calm down and
yes.
prepare yourself.
Yes.
Prepare yourself, because she was right in the middle of just all kinds of unlimited opportunities. And
yes.
it took a while. How long did it take?
Well, I've been there, actually, November 13th will make 2 years.
Right, right. It took mm-hmm. about a year and
it
a
took
half.
A year.
But look at her now. She has a wonderful job, and she's exciting. And like she said, one thing about coaching, it impacts everything. Because
yes.
remember, you came in initially wanting to talk about a business, and I just listened to you and didn't say
yes.
anything. And then I said, we'll get to that eventually, because we
yes.
needed to deal with your core beliefs.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, just the way that I believe, I mean, I can say that, you know, for anybody that's considering coaching,
mm-hmm.
when you're walking through life and you have these pivotal moments that could sometimes make you or break you, it feels so good, and it's so relieving to know that you have someone in your corner. You have a different perspective from
yeah.
someone that can see it differently than you. And Constance will not allow you to give up on yourself.
Thank you.
You have not allowed me to give up on myself. When I wanted to blame my childhood, we worked through that. When I wanted to blame my education level, you showed me another way. When I wanted to, blame other things, you would never, ever allow me to give up on myself. And for that, I will always be grateful for Constance.
You're going to make me cry. Thank you, Jamie.
You have.
But you were willing to do the work, I know that, you're young and you have three children. Give you an extra child? I don't know if I have given you an extra child. You have three little babies and you're married. Yes. And so that's a lot of responsibility, but you chose to still invest in yourself financially. So what would you say to somebody who's been thinking about it?
Oh, let me tell you something. I mean, I don't want to tell all my business, but since the one investment with Constance, my income has tripled.
Wow.
Since we've been coaching.
How come I didn't know that? Okay, keep going.
I mean, it has. When you make the investment, one thing you told me when I first started coaching with you is you told me that I guarantee you that, number one, your life will be changed within a year, and number two, you will see a return on your investment.
Yeah.
And I have. I have.
Yeah.
I have, Constance, in so many ways, in so mm-hmm. many ways. And so it's the amount that it takes for you to coach, if you just, oh, my goodness, if you just, gave up one thing, one little habit, if you gave up your Starbucks coffee habit for 1 month to coach with Constance to change your life, you just have to put it into perspective. What's important to you? If it's so important to you, if you really want to see a change, if you really want something different, if you're really tired of the way that your life is right now, then you would make the investment for coaching.
Yeah, and what happens is because you make the investment, the universe sees that you're coming from an abundance mentality, and so it brings more money to you.
It does.
And so when people say, I can't afford to coach, I say to them, as long as you say, I can't afford to coach, you won't ever coach. And I just appreciate you coming on. I just wanted you to speak from your heart and just share with people about how their life can really radically change.
Yes. Well, I am a testimony. I am a living witness that, yes, coaching does change your life. It has definitely changed my life, my children's life, my husband's life, and just, yes, the coaching is for me, but it has impacted everything that is around me as well.
Wow. Well, Jamie, thank you so much, and I just appreciate you speaking from your heart, and I'm going to say to you, you ain't seen nothing yet, and that's my Southern. Follow my international listeners. That's just a Southern dialect. I just believe that your best years are ahead of you, and if you keep employing these universal principles, your highest good will continue to manifest in your life.
Yes, I believe that. And thank you so much, Constance.
You're so welcome. Well, I'm going to be right back with my very special guest, Penny Pierce. So we're going to take a quick break and listen to these quick commercials. And can't wait for you to hear this great woman.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed those wonderful commercials, and you better get ready, boy, are you in for a treat today. My very special guest, she's almost like iconic, you know, she's almost like a superstar. Her name is Penny Pierce, and she's one of the early pioneers in the intuition development movement since 1977, but folks, she doesn't look like it if you look at her picture. She is a popular author, lecturer, counselor, and trainer, and Penny specializes in intuition and sensitivity development, skillful perception, personal energy and frequency training, dream work, and future trends. She's been all over the world, U.S., Japan, South Africa, Europe, and really has been an advisor to celebs, psychologists, business executives. And so some of the books that she's written have been Leap of Perception, The Transforming Power of Your Attention. That sounds interesting. Frequency, The Power of Your Personal Vibration. We're going to be talking about that. The Intuitive Way, The Definite Guide to Increasing Your Awareness, Dream Dictionary for Dummies, Dreams for Dummies, Be the Dreamer, Not the Dream, The Present Moment, A Day of Clarity and Intuition. And I could go on and on. She's been featured on so many magazines, Women's Day, Cosmopolitan, Good Housekeeping, etc. And so the way that I really ran across her was God just led me to start studying more about the law of vibration. And then I come across this phenomenal woman. I'm like, where have I been? So Penny Pierce, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure.
Well, you're quite phenomenal. I read some of the forewords to your books. I mean, you had Michael Beckwith, Martha Beck. I mean, and I'm like, why don't I know who she is? And so I've been studying you intensely and just so grateful to have you on the network today.
Well, it really is a pleasure.
Well, tell our listeners just a little bit about you, and then we're going to be talking about frequencies, vibration, law of attraction, etc.
Well, I've started pretty early in life, actually, to look for the mysteries and see why things were happening the way they were. And It's kind of like once I made that choice to follow that path, the kind of doors opened, and I just kept walking, and things opened and opened and opened and developed in the right order, I think, so that I ended up, you know, really learning to do intuitive work, and I got very good at doing clairvoyant kinds of reading. So I didn't really know as a kid that I had these abilities, and they just opened and with practice developed. So my path is kind of a more ordinary one. It's not super dramatic. But I like that because I think it's like everybody can do it then. You know, if I could do it, then everybody could. So, but it just keeps on growing. You know, I think it's part of just paying attention and getting deeper into life and watching things closely and, you know.
Right.
And this kind of thing up to me, looking at how life works and how people grow themselves and the good sense in all of it, to me, is so fascinating that I never get tired of it.
It's so interesting, intriguing. You know, I read everything about you, and I'm like, which one do I want to focus in on? And I think I want to talk about frequency, the power of your personal vibration. So talk a little bit about frequency, vibration. You know, what is a vibration, and what in the world would that mean to just like an everyday housewife?
Yeah. Well, I think that we all sort of understand that everything's been accelerating, that time seems to even be speeding up and everything's getting more intense.
And I think that's actually because the vibration in the physical world actually is increasing. They have some proof that the vibration in the center of the planet is faster. But what that means then is that everybody starts to understand now that we're not just solid physical objects, but that everything has a vibration to it. Different frequencies for different things, like a rock is slower than a person, you know, and except in some cases, I'm sure. But, you know, so that everything is related by energy now, not just, you know, empty space and solid objects. That means then that we all have our own vibrations, and emotions have vibrations, and thoughts have vibrations. And so you can vibrate at a kind of low level, and that would correspond with things like depression or anger or frustration and feeling stuck. Or if you raise your vibration, you can do that by sort of entertaining thoughts of good things. Like, if I get in a bad mood, I start to think about playing with a puppy or looking in a little kid's eyes when they're laughing, or, you know, just something where it's a trigger to help me get back into a more joyful state or a more creative state. And then the frequency of your body and your emotion and your mind all rises. That means that you get closer and closer to your spiritual self or your soul, which is a very high frequency. You know, and we, I think, block the soul, the pure expression of the divine self, if you want to call it that, with negative thinking and low vibration. So part of the theory here is that if we can learn to control our own vibration or our own frequency and keep it at a high level, and I call that your home frequency, which is kind of like an open heart, a sense of personal joy, and basically real openness to the world and enjoying, engaging with things, you know. And, you know, like, nobody can make me feel bad if I don't want to, that kind of thing, you know.
Right.
And that my mood is up to me. The world does not control my mood. You know, we are in charge of the way we feel. That's maybe the only thing we can be in charge of, you know, because life is in the flow. So part of this practice then is checking on yourself and knowing what your home frequency is, that when you feel good, here's my snapshot of the way I feel when I'm feeling at a nice high vibration, and that's my natural self. The negative me is not my natural self. So getting angry is not the soul. You know, it's part of the whole human experience, but it's not the soul's vibration. You know what
so
I mean?
Interesting. And so a person's thoughts, feelings, and emotions determine their vibration. I mean, we've all walked to a room and we're like, wow, her vibe. When I walked into that room, I felt that her vibe was really negative, or her vibe was really, really energetic and positive.
Exactly. You can feel when people, I call it being solid. If they're like judgmental or negative or something, or even a victim consciousness, you know, you get a feeling in your body almost right away. I don't want to go over there and talk to that person, you know, because I'm going to be caught up in something that I don't really want to be involved in. So we feel it all the time. You know, we read the field of energy around us. And I think that part of what we're doing now is learning to have a different sort of criteria for how we make our decisions, because we're so used to thinking that self-sacrifice and suffering is normal, but it's not normal to the soul, you know. And so if you sacrifice yourself or postpone yourself, you know, and it's not noble anymore. It's more like if you don't be your full self, you don't help other people be their full selves, because they may need what you have to offer. You know,
so
if you postpone that, then you're not helping anybody else. So we all want to be of service to each other by being as much as we can be.
You know, you have one chapter of talking about living among the frequencies. What do you mean by that? I know that we all encounter each other. So how would a person really keep a high vibrational frequency when they have to go into work, and I mean, they have a really nasty boss?
Yeah. Well, just think of how many vibrations there are on the freeway, you know, when you're commuting to work.
Oh, my God, I live in Atlanta. I get it.
You know, or even you listen to the radio and you hear the different people's voices, or, I mean, everything's got a vibration. And and of course, we all oscillate all the time, and we match. I call it frequency matching. You know, you get around somebody, and we're very tribal. You know, and we're all very, very empathic, too. We feel each other. So we match each other often in order to keep the peace, you know, please people. We have all these different motivations for not making waves or being dominant, maybe. You know, we do make waves, and that's the way we learn to survive. So we have a certain vibration we hold in order to, you know, be dominant. So there are a lot of different things that we have to deal with. So you may merge unconsciously with somebody in a bad mood, and then you realize later that you're in a bad mood, like what happened to me. Mm-hmm. Then you go, oh, wait a minute, maybe it was that waitress that at breakfast this morning or something, you know, or the guy in the next car who was angry, and I happened to pick up on that and noticed it unconsciously, and my body changed vibration. At that point, when you make it conscious to yourself, then you can say, oh, okay, it was just that. Now I'm going to go back to feel the way I like to feel. So then you return to your center. You sort of strike your tuning fork, you know, of your own vibration and go back into your, you know, chosen state, your preferred state. But you have to do it a lot until you get used to the idea that this is normal for me to feel this way. And it's abnormal for me to drop my vibration because somebody else feels bad.
And so what I want to get across to listeners all over the world, Penny, is that you don't have to be a victim. And so we can be free from any negative vibration, but we need to be conscious of it and then continually shift and change until it becomes a habit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that we don't have compassion for people who are in pain, but you don't have to match them to help them, right? You know, I think a lot of times people will match people who are in pain or suffering, and then they can't stand the fact that the other person is feeling bad because they're feeling bad. So they want everybody to get out of it, so they have to rescue, you know, and then that doesn't work.
So you know? True.
Yeah, so there's a whole kind of new set of behaviors that comes along with this idea of keeping your own vibration at the state you want it. You know, so and it all has to do with, you know, not sacrificing and not almost voting for suffering.
I know it. And so when you say feeling your home frequency, is your home frequency who you are in spirit, who you are at your center? What is that?
Yeah, I think it is who we are in spirit. But the whole idea right now is that the physical world is raising in vibration closer and closer to the spiritual world, and they're interpenetrating, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They're here at the same time. You know, heaven is in the earth now. It's not somewhere out there. So that means the soul is actually in the body. You know, it really is here. You are that now. If you realize that, then let it guide you, you know. It's your own personal form of God, you know. Let it guide you. And trust your inner deep motives, which really is the heart, you know. And we translate that into human, a way of knowing it in the human state. And that might be the first state of it, might be cheerfulness or sincerity or certain states of being that are that allow the soul to flow through, right? You know, so I think self-entertainment and amusement and pleasure, simple pleasures and, you know, generosity and sweetness. Those are wonderful states of being, each one of those, that allows the soul to come through, you know, and we can cultivate those states. Even one of them is enough to return you to, you know, your home frequency.
I love that. You know, just like before we got on the recording, I had some time and I'm like, I'm going to write down all the things I'm grateful for so far today, and that just took me in another world for a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, you actually really connect with the world. you know, when you're grateful for something, you feel the connection, the similarity between yourself and the world, and then you realize there's no outside world. It's not separate from me. We are one, you know, and then that brings joy.
So true. So what about, you know, I have to ask you this question, Penny. What about the law of attraction and vibration?
Mm-hmm.
How do those two relate?
Well, you know, Esther Hicks and the Abraham material brought through so many wonderful ideas and teachings, and the law of attraction is the way they call this particular idea. But I don't particularly like the term because it makes us think that there's an outside world that we have to attract something with our willpower and then keep it. And it's an old paradigm or old perception kind of thought. The idea of it is that whatever your vibration that you're holding, if you're worried, if you're feeling halfway loving, you know, and halfway distrustful, then that is the vibration of your whole field of energy around you, of your whole reality, basically. And then whatever you get in your world has to manifest through that vibration or out of that vibration. So you get people who are partially loving, you know, or people who are distrusting or loving, not loving enough or something, you know. So whatever you're holding and vibrating is what comes to you in your world. But to me, it doesn't come from outside. It's sort of more, I call it the law of emergence, because it comes out of the field. It just, you know, shows up and the field patterns itself into, you know, those kinds of people or opportunities or jobs or, you know, snags in a process of growth or a flow in the process of growth. You know, so if you have a high frequency and you're holding that sense of love and joy, and it's not with willpower, right? You're not willing it, making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're just naturally in it. Then you get all kinds of synchronicity and good luck and flow. Things just kind of work, and you're not so worried about controlling anything. But if you don't have that sense of trust and openness, then you get problems and snags and things that don't quite work, because the form manifests out of the, I call it your inner blueprint, you know, whatever you're holding as a model of how reality works in your inner world, in your thoughts and emotions. That's how your physical world will shape itself.
You know, I love that. And that's what I believe, but you said it so eloquently. So for listeners, whatever they're desiring, it emerges from the inside of them, and whatever emerges is just the outpicturing of what their core beliefs are or what their beliefs are.
Exactly. And if you have a lot of yes buts, you know, like, mm-hmm. oh, I want a new computer, but I can't have it because A, B, C, D, E, whatever, then it'll block it.
And so I love the way you shared that, because so many people think, well, it's outside of me, but really it's inside. And so people, you know, just in the whole energy field, so people almost have a little aura around them that just attracts, you know, something that is equivalent to who they are and what they really believe.
Right. And it doesn't attract it, remember. It just, whatever you're thinking, that's the way your life looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it patterns according to your thought. So in a way, it's like there's no need for any kind of guilt or anything. Nobody's doing anything to you, you know, and you're not doing anything wrong. It's just a simple, you know, almost like a physics thing. You know, there's no guilt around this. It's more like, oh, sort of, you know, get with the program, you know, work with the universal laws and it'll work for you. It's not, doesn't have preferences. If you don't have negations in your world, like in your left brain often makes a lot of negative statements like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't do that. I'm not a public speaker. Oh, I don't do that, or I can't do that. And of course, then you can't. But if you change that around and say, well, it might be interesting for me to do some public speaking. I could learn about energy. I could see what might come out of my mouth. You know, I could learn about flow. And as soon as you phrase something in a positive way like that, where the energy can actually flow, then it's all possible. But a lot of times our language literally is what blocks it. You know?
So true.
Because we make what we say really is the law in our own world.
So Penny, so we actually create our own world. I asked you that question before we started recording today. Do we actually create our own world?
Well, this is a little complicated, but I think we have a very strong influence on what we have in our world, and it's especially because what we notice is what our world is for us a lot of times. And there are certain things that are on our radar and some things that are not quite on our radar yet. And if you're staying alert, more and more things become possible. But also, the second piece of this is that we are living in a state of collective consciousness as well as individual consciousness. Okay, so we got a lot of individual personalities and bodies running around, and we're all thinking our own thoughts, but at a higher frequency, we're joining together more and more and more into one great consciousness. Now, that's the collective mind or the universal mind and the big soul in some, you know, out there. And that is evolving. So we are all evolving together. So that means that if I need to do something, everybody gives me the materials to do it or even the ideas to do. And then I think it's mine, and then I do it, and I give it back out to everybody, and then they take it, and they get to use what they have, and then they do it and give it around to somebody else. And it's a constant flow of receiving and giving, you know, and it's all evolutionary. So at that higher level, we're co-creating our lives together, you know. So, yes, we're still creating our reality, but we're doing it at that level from a huge collective kind of consciousness. Right?
I love that.
And it's not like you don't have a say. You do. Everyone's participating equally.
So what if a listener's just saying, okay, Penny and Constance, I'm just tired of living at this low level. And by the way, we were never created to really practice, I call it a low level living. How can people begin to create a high frequency life? What are some things that they can do or be in order to create that?
Well, a couple things. One is get centered a lot. Get into yourself and be quiet, you know, get out of your language, which is left brain, and go into kind of a peaceful sort of silence where you can feel your energy, your own energy. Because we're so distracted these days with cell phones and everything that we don't take time to feel who we are. So you've got to be able to get into your home frequency and then choose it again and again. So that is one step. Another step is to really start thinking about, you know, people talk about your dream, your life dreams and all that, but like what would be fun for you? What do you love to do? What do you always love to talk about? What kind of things have you done since childhood that were fun for you and amusing where you lost track of time? Now, maybe you told yourself, well, I can't do that for a living, you know, and so, or other people told you that wouldn't be good enough. Well, what if you started doing a few more of those things? And then started thinking about how could I make money with this? And so you start actually bringing your dream down a little bit toward reality and saying, well, of course I could do this. Now, how could it happen? And so you start looking at the practical ways to bring these ideals or imaginations into form. You know, instead of saying no and yes, but, you say, well, yeah, there's a will, there's a way. If I want it, I can do it. Of course there's a way for that to happen. And that way, you start working at bringing your higher frequency reality into the present moment. You know,
talk about present moment living. It's so interesting. You were talking about the cell phone. I was driving on Atlanta Expressway, and of course, traffic stopped. And I just looked at the car next to me, and all four people were on their cell phones. and I was listening to something about being in the now. And of course, you know, you really have to practice that when you live in California, Chicago, some of these other large places. So talk about how do we bring more of the nowness into our lives, and how does that shift and change our frequency and our vibration?
Yeah, I think paying attention is the biggest thing. And that means in this moment. Now, if you're on your cell phone, you could pay attention to being on your cell phone, to every single nuance of every single thing about it and all the people that you're talking to, and penetrate into that. And for that moment, you would be involved in that moment's reality. But then when you turn it off, the moment seems to expand out and you see a bigger ball, right? You know, you look out the windows of the car, you see, you know, way down the freeway or whatever it is. And then you go, oh, here's a car. Here's, you know, a street. Here's a tree. What is it like to be a tree? Let me feel nature. Let me see what's going on. What's the weather like? What are the clouds doing? You know, and you start engaging with a larger ball of reality. But still, in the same way that you might have been, like, let's say, on the cell phone, where you were really paying attention to a very tiny, focused reality. So it's like you've got to learn to shift your focus from tight to loose, to large, to medium, to small, to back, to physical, to non-physical. In your dreams at night, you've got a big open ball of reality that you're in. It's a different reality. It's not imaginary. It is a real world, you know, just like daydreaming or getting a vision for something. You know, and we have these changing focal lengths, you know, of the zoom lens all day long. But so what it's all about is really mindfulness. Check in, drop in, stop a minute, look at what's going on, feel it. I always say feel into things.
Mm.
What's going on? There's a surface, but then there's something under the surface. What's the energy doing in the room? You know, if you go into a meeting and you feel all these weird energies in the people and they're, you know, it feels kind of fishy and weird and you go, wait a minute, what's causing this? Let me just penetrate down in and see who's off. Where's the energy feel off or stuck? And then if you ask yourself questions, you will actually answer them.
So does love and money have an energy?
Love and money?
Mm-hmm. A lot. I've heard a lot of people say that money is energy, love is energy. And I had an email from a client who says, well, how can I tap into that energy of love and money? So since I have the pioneer of intuition development, I said, let me ask her that question.
Well, I do think that money is a symbol for energy and for love and consciousness. It's a symbol for many things. It's not a goal unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when you open yourself up to creativity and open yourself up to expanding yourself through love into the world by including more and more and more into your world and loving it, you know, and embracing it, what happens is you get a lot of ideas. Then you start to do them, and you will get supported in doing that, either by making money or getting opportunities or resources or whatever it is that will help your flow move. And that's all money is, really. It's something to help with the flow of your own life.
So true.
Now, if you're thinking negatively and feeling stuck, then the money gets stuck. You know, or if you're hoarding, you know, and afraid to use the money you have, well, then often you lose it, you know, because that's what the energy's doing. So really, I think money has a lot to do with flow, with the amount of fluidity that you allow in your life, which is, again, it's receiving and giving equally, or being quiet and being active equally, being in the creative cycle.
So true. And, you know, as I read your bio, you know, what you just shared sounds like what you did. I mean, you were just helping people. And they say that you're one of the pioneers in the intuition development movement since mm-hmm. 1977. What does that feel like?
Well, I don't feel like it's anything special. It feels like when I was younger, I couldn't stand to do things that felt sacrificial. Like, I had regular jobs, you know, and made low income per hour and did all that stuff. And I was like, while I was doing it, I kept feeling like I'm just kind of treading water here. This is okay, but it doesn't feel like the, quote, real thing. And it's kind of like I zigzagged my way backing into what I do now by saying no to the other things. Mm-hmm. You know, saying, well, okay, I'll do it for a while, but this isn't really it. So here's the next thing that seems more like it. So I'll do this for a while, but this isn't really it either. So then I'll go more toward the next thing that feels more like it. And eventually I got into this whole metaphysical realm where I had skills as a designer. You know, I was a corporate art director and graphic designer and interior designer, and that taught me how to think and solve problems, you know, and be practical. And then when I started looking at people's lives and metaphysical things that were all about how the inner world was working, I could use those principles to understand how we are so practical, how the universal laws just work, you know. So, you know, I think you have to have faith in yourself and your own, that you do know what you're doing at some level deep inside, and mm-hmm. you will get yourself there if you go for what you love. And that's being selfish in a way, but not, you know, narcissistic. Do you know what I mean?
It's not like, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, you're honoring yourself without cutting off from other people.
Well, when you're really doing what you love and what you were created to be and to do, I feel like you're really giving the universe your best and everybody who you come in contact with. And I wanted you to share that because, you know, here you are. You've been doing this work since 1977. And some people say, I won't change right now. How can I become successful and known all over the world and travel like Penny? But I wanted you to share that experience with listeners today.
Well, I think things are faster today, that's for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's easier to you know, have something happen faster, but I still think there's something to putting in your dues and practicing and being and patience and becoming good at things, you know, and not just thinking that you'll have instant results, because if you do, you won't be good at things.
Nothing,
you know, you'll be another dilettante, another person who puts their shingle up and says, I'm a so-and-so, you know, and it's hard to distinguish excellence among that kind of, you know, thing. I don't know what to call it.
I get that. So what do you have coming up for this year and next year? What is your website and how can people get your book? And I've just really devoured your book on vibration. It has really helped me. And so share that information with our listeners all over the world.
My website is just my name, but my name is spelled a little oddly. It's Penney, mm-hmm. and then Peirce, so pennypierce.com. And all the books are on there, but also Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everything, they have all my books. And there's, I think, 8 of them now. And so that's all available, and there's audiobooks for most of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest of the year at this point, I'm home. I've been traveling a lot. I just got back from Norway and Holland. And so I'm going to start a new book soon. And I have to get myself focused and get going on that. So I'm around. And
okay.
I do private consultations, and there's a lot of information on my website about that. So.
Well, I think you're phenomenal, and I told you privately that how much I appreciate, you know, the work that you've done and how diligent and faithful and steadfast and consistent that you've been, and we're just so grateful for the gift that you are to the world, and I just thank you for being on my show, and I want to really encourage all of you to go to her website, and she has so many books, I had to choose. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start first with Frequency, the Power of Personal Vibration, and then I'll get the others. And just thank you so much again, Penny.
Well, I appreciate you too. You're doing good work as well. And, you know, I think it is, it's important to stay in touch with the kind of core improves, you know, and just keep on with that. And, you know, So I think you're doing that too.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk. So you know what I'm show. You know what I'm going to say. As I say every week, remember, God loves you. I love you. And the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.